Are you tapping into one of the greatest sources of wisdom that you have available in your life, right at your fingertips, right now? If you want to find out what this source of wisdom is and how to tap into it more, then tune in for this podcast. This podcast, Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it is a beautiful day, so I'm looking out over the beautiful blue greenery and all that sort of stuff. If you're watching this on YouTube, do subscribe, and if you enjoy this podcast, please pass it on. I'd appreciate that. And I'm sure the people who receive it might appreciate, particularly what we're going to talk about in this podcast. And I'm always about, you know, what are the tips, tools, and strategies to help us, you know, elevate our life in all areas. I'm passionate about physical and mental health. I'm passionate about how we can optimize our body. I've written a book, The Guidebook to Optimum Health. It's one of my faves. So I want to share with you, you know, one of the greatest sources of wisdom that we have available at our fingertips. And we so often, because we're tuned in a particular way, just to like use it extremely poorly. So we've been taught by things outside of ourselves to use this piece of wisdom extremely poorly. And the wisdom I'm talking about is the wisdom of your body. And here's how we sort of, you know, go out of whack with that thing. We have something being expressed in our body, some physical ailment or some emotion being expressed in our body. What we're typically taught, because we live in a very capitalistic, materialistic worldview, is if we have symptoms, we need to take some sort of medication to reduce, minimize, or remove the symptoms so we don't have the discomfort of the system, of that symptom. I'm a big believer in, you know, sitting in that place of discomfort and learning from that. The body is giving us feedback. Like, the mind doesn't exist in this little bubble near the brain or within the brain or anything like that. The mind exists through the whole body, particularly the unconscious and subconscious part of mind, the part that we're unaware of. We're unaware of it except for when the body speaks to us in the language of the body. And the language of the body is symptoms, physical symptoms, and emotions. So if we can decode what that information is, if I can decode and say, I'm feeling this particular thing, I wonder what that means. I wonder if there's a source of information that gives me a little bit more insight. And I was fortunate enough when I did my neuro-linguistics programming training over in the States in 2007 to start being introduced to this work, the idea that physical symptoms in our body actually have a probable emotional cause. There's potentially a life event that has happened that has caused this symptomology to come up. And as you know, if we don't listen to the signals of our body, they just get ramped up and ramped up until they're like so loud and so in our face and probably take us out. I remember in 2004, I was working on the Olympic Games in Greece, Athens, and I had pneumonia and pleurisy wipe me out for about a month. What was the feedback? And now I understand what the feedback was telling me. I didn't quite get it at the time. I wasn't fully aware. The feedback was that I was in an extremely toxic working environment. So, you know, part of me wants to get me away from that and needs to capture my attention. So I get sick and I'm sort of laid up. And while I'm laid up in a bit of pain and sickness or whatever, I have lots of time to think and reflect on my life and am I leading the right life? Because again, there's a part of us, body, mind, spirit, all sort of integrated. If we're not on purpose, like if we're not doing what our souls, you know, desiring to do in this world experience, you know, call it your dharmic path, your divine purpose, whatever. If I'm out of alignment with that, also my body wants to pull me back into that. You know, there's a part of us trying to capture our attention. So it might be, you know, fall over from pneumonia and pleurisy. You know, causes me to step back. I look at lifestyle things and realize I need to change some stuff there, realize I'm in a toxic work environment and realize I'm not really doing what I really want to do. And what I'm doing is pretty much contradictory, going in the opposite direction to what I really want to be doing. So our body sort of like is trying to get our attention. It's like, you know, I'm the captain of the ship And I'm sailing this ship, and down in the engine room, there's something going on, and the guy working the engine room is trying to get the attention of the captain to say, you know, you need to slow down, we need to fix some stuff. And if the captain's just going along, going full speed, not paying attention to that engineer down in the engine room and that sort of stuff, eventually that problem in the engine room is likely to exacerbate and gets to a point where the ship is shuddering, and the like captain finally realizes that something needs to be done. What's happening in that engine room is like trying to send a signal to the captain to say, we need to slow down or stop. There's some work that needs to be done here. Regardless of where you think you need to be going, we need to step back and we need to consolidate and figure this thing out. So always when we've got something going on, for example, if my neck muscles decide to contract, it's not the neck muscles deciding of their own volition, I need to just freeze up and therefore I need some physio to work through it or whatnot. What's happening is the body is designed to come back into homeostasis. The body is designed to use the least amount of energy to be as efficient as possible. So it doesn't make any physiological sense for the muscles to be locked up. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It uses too much energy. So where's the signal coming from to tell those muscles to lock up? It's coming from brain and generated probably from mind. And it might be something like, I've got control issues. I have these beliefs which says there's only one way to do things. So I'm like, you know, going along in this very tunnel, one-dimensional way of living. I need to control living. If I don't control how I do things, I'm going to be unsafe. All of that, blah, blah, belief. But it can create like a signal to our muscles to say, hey, we need to lock up so the head stays perfectly rigid so I can only see that which is in front of me. So can you see how the communication from mind, either at a conscious or subconscious level, can create physical symptom in our body? Now, if I have that physical symptom and I just numb it out with painkillers, muscle relaxants, all that sort of stuff, I might be working on symptom, but I'm not working on the cause. The cause might be I've got some control issues and I need to start looking at that. I need to change my relationship with certainty. I need to change my relationship with my beliefs about what it means to be safe. What do I need to do or not do in order to experience this thing called safety? So these messages from the body are so powerful and potent for us. Now, I was just talking with an associate the other day, and they were telling me about these jaw issues that they've had for a long time. You know, this person was in their mid-50s and, you know, had these jaw issues maybe, I don't know, years, maybe decades and that sort of stuff. So I go to one of my reference books, and again, like I said, there's like a book that decodes this sort of thing. The first book I was introduced to was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And that goes into, here's the probable physical symptom, you know, here's the probable emotional cause or, you know, life event that may be contributing to you having this symptomology where the body's trying to get the attention of conscious mind to say, hey, something needs to be done. So what I did was I went to this book. It's called The Secret Language of the Body. This is a second book that I've, you know, got hold of that I recommend, that is super awesome, Inner Siegel. And I'll have that down in the show notes, The Secret Language of the Body. It's a powerful, powerful book. You've got physical symptoms going. You know, you're looking through this. I'm looking through for jaw. I get to jaundice, jaw problems, joint problems. Okay, jaw problems. Holding tension, stress, suppression. The person I'm talking to is going, yes, correct. Difficulty communicating how you feel. Yep, exactly. Feeling judged, criticized, fearful. Absolutely. Inability to stand up for yourself and ask for what you want. Yep, that's me, exactly. Guilt, blame, fault finding. Yep. Tick on that one, feeling locked in, absolutely. So as I read it out to this person, like, they're thinking there's jaw issues and there's something going on a physiological level, you know, muscles, whatever. As I read these things from this book, it's like, ah, yeah, these life events are causing me to have an emotional experience, and that emotional experience is creating biochemistry and sending signaling in my body, which is causing me to lock up at my jaws. And if we're getting into the yogic side of things, you know, fifth chakra, communication, ability to express self, there's no, you know, surprise that there's issues around this particular space. So what I said to him, I said, like, list out all of those. I think there were 7 items that were raised in that thing. Then score them on a scale of 1 to 10. And then, you know, which of those are the highest? And then start looking at, how can I better address this particular thing? You know, what is the trigger for it? When does it come up? What environment? You know, what am I telling myself? What's my belief around this particular thing that's causing this particular experience? So we need to work on root cause as opposed to, you know, just trying to treat the symptoms at this level. Because again, we might treat those symptoms, we might suppress them, numb them, painkillers or something like that, but whatever. You know, we take all that stuff and that numbs us out. We actually don't get to root cause. We don't realize there's some things in my life that I need to work on. There's things I need to process. Maybe I need to find a good counselor or a good coach, a good psychologist, psychiatrist, and I need to work through these things, a good therapist to go through these things. Maybe there's things I need to change in my life. Maybe I need to have a different conversation with my partner, and I need to create a different relationship with my children. Maybe my work needs a change. Maybe how I'm structuring my work. Maybe I need to readdress my lifestyle. You know, maybe I need to have a conversation and sort of, you know, make amends for a relationship that's fractured in my life that's causing me to have this particular emotional experience, which is causing this physical ailment in my body. So my big message out of all of this is, you know, when physical symptoms come up, don't run away from them, don't hide from them, don't suppress them, don't numb them out, you know, don't distract yourself with something else. There's something that the body is trying to communicate to you and trying to get your attention at a conscious level so that consciously you can decide, you know, which direction are we going to take this ship? Do we need to stop this ship? Do we need to take it into port? You know, do I need to take myself off the grid for a while? Do I need to take a sabbatical for 3 or 6 months? That's the information that we're trying to get. Is there something that I need to process from my past? Do I have a series of beliefs that are not necessarily serving us? So again, there's this, you know, immense level of wisdom at our body. And if we're able to sit with it, if we're able to sit with that discomfort, the pain or whatever it is and say, okay, body, what are you trying to tell me? And we might be able to work out, you know, what's the metaphor in that experience? You know, lower back pain might be feeling unsupported in life. You know, here's the spine and we have issues here. Maybe I'm feeling like I'm unsupported in life, so I don't feel like I have the strength to go through. I don't feel like I've got the stability to deal with things happening around me. So, you know, what's happening there? Maybe I've got knee issues and, you know, that might relate to inflexibility. I'm not bending and flowing with life as it changes around me. So again, we need to like slow down and have a greater conversation and create these communicative channels of sharing information between the subconscious, unconscious and conscious parts of mind. And within that space, true healing occurs. Because if the true healing doesn't occur at the root level, working on the actual root cause, we might treat symptoms and they might go away for a bit, but they might come back again. Or they might come back expressed in a different way. Sometimes when they come back expressed in a different way, the expression is worse than the original thing. This thing amps up until it gets our attention. Like with me, when I like got pneumonia and pleurisy, like it, you know, had to get my attention because I wasn't taking care of my body. I wasn't taking care of my mind, my emotion, my psychology. I was in a toxic space. Hey, we need to get your attention. Something needs to be done. So again, I've got the details of You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay down below. Beautiful book to draw information from. And then The Secret Language of the Body by Ina Siegel. Again, beautiful piece of information. And, you know, I've just printed off some pieces here. So I just like, and I just read through this thing and it just gives me that insight. Yeah, I had another one there that I was going to share, but I think we've gone for long enough. And I think you've got the message. The message, the principal message is, if you want to raise the level of your optimum health, you need to use all resources available. And one of the best resources is the wisdom of the body. Don't think your body's being unkind to you, unjust to you, being nasty to you. You know, don't think life hates you and that's why it's giving you this body thing. sometimes a tragic physical ailment, even down to the point of like a cancer diagnosis, that for some people can be the greatest gift of wake up and rearrangement of their life, you know, to take it in a different course. So again, don't imagine disease is a bad thing. Don't imagine that illness in the body, don't imagine that pain in that is a bad thing. It's a way to capture our attention in order for us to learn, grow, evolve, and get into that self-actualization place. So there you go, plenty to think on, plenty to work with. If any of you ever want to have a conversation with me where I can help you tap into that innate wisdom and work out, okay, now that we've worked out, you know, what the issue might be, how can we go about resolving it? What do we need to do at a belief level, at an emotional management level, at a behavioral change level? What lifestyle pieces need to change? That's my jam. I love being in that place. So if you want to work through any of that stuff, don't hesitate to reach out. Details to my website where you can get in contact with me. On that note, I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best and take care.